First paragraph of Mikvah is the third Mishnah. Nafl Maim Tameim Vishosa Torah Tomei. If Tomei water fell into this puddle, and then a person who was Torah drank from it, so he becomes Tomei, like we said before. Once he drinks it, he's mash of the water, and the Tomei water that was in that puddle, we are concerned, is now in his mouth. Nafl Maim Tameim Mila Bikli Torah Tomei. If Tomei water fell in and he was memala with a kli tar. Also, once he's memala with the kli tar, he's mashing that water and it'll be matam the kli tar because there's some of that tummy water in it. All the water becomes tummy once it's mashed it. Nafl maim tamei and the nafl kigashal truma. If maim tamei fell into this puddle and then afterwards truma, kikar of bread, a loaf of truma fell into it, if he was interested in that happening, then his tummy, because he's mashing the water as he pulls it out. If he was not interested in water coming out of it, he was never mashing the water. And as long as he's not mashing it, it won't be metameh. Rav Shimon is disagreeing with all three cases, and he holds that whether he did the kavon or not, it is tummy. Why? Because he says that there was a drop of this tummy water that came out of the tummy person, or from the kalim, or from the mashkim tmei, and Mela are concerned that even if not mashkim the water, but that thing that was initially tummy is touching the kikar, and Mela be metam the kikar. In other words, the other ones hold that till you mashkim the water, even the tummy water that got mixed into it is a bottle. He holds no, it's not bottle, and Mela you have to be concerned that it's being metam the new thing.